Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestris Daf Tes and the Oiz Vader edition, Perakush in the middle of Alocha Dalet. We're starting Daf Chesamud Beis in the two dots right below the middle of the Amud. The Mishnah says, Anoitzen lechamito ulotoich hatamcho, you can take the oil and put it into chamito, meaning you spread it on the cake called the chamito, and you put it in the tamcho, which is a dish which you put the oil into that dish. Says the other Gemara, Oichel vechashecho leil Shabbos. Someone eats. And suddenly Shabbos comes in. We're going to see later, as Reb Chaim points out, that there are six things that make a chiyuv of maaser even without the processing. One of them is when Shabbos comes in. And another one is when you do mekach u'melech, when you sell it. So a person is eating his food, and suddenly Shabbos comes in. Or he comes and he sells it to somebody else. It doesn't mechiru. The din is loy nitpo. There's no tevel. He's not chayav in maaser yet. Says the Gemara, what are we talking about that we say in this statement? Like the case of our Mishnah, talk about that you put it into a cake or you put it into a dish. The oil is mixed because there the oil is not on its own. The oil is just involved, it's included in another tafshil, in another cake. But if the oil is sitting on its own, in its own bowl, not mixed in anything else, then nitbal, then you are chayav maaser. Meir, if Yirmi understands, Shabbos and Mekach u'Melech are kevel maestros, but only when it's standing on its own, when it's mixed with something else, so you're not chayav maaser. Reish says, no, even if it's standing on its own, on its own plate, it's not chayav maaser. Omer, if Yirmi asked, vein Shabbos tevelis, we're using Chaim's gear, so vein Mekach tevel. So Yirmi says, I don't understand. We're going to learn that Shabbos is kevel maaser, and selling is kevel maaser. So why the oil is sitting in its plate is not kevel maaser? Answers they wanted to test them with Aleph. Oh, Malay, Kaido, my Vyasi Bishem of Zeiro. Like if Yasi said the name of Zeiro, of Yoino of Zeiro Bishem of Lazar, Af Mashe Belogin Lo Nitvol. Even if he took wine out of the pit, out of where you process the wine, and he put it into Login, he put it into pitchers, it's still not Chayav and Maaser. Why is that so? Pishu Atid Lach Zeiro Bedova Shalom Ningwar Melachtoi. If it's not fully processed, he's going to bring it back to the pit in order to finish it. So even though he took it out, because his intention is to bring it back in, it's not considered to be fully finished, and if it's not chayav in maaser. So the Gemara says the same thing over here. When you have oil sitting in the tzloiches, sitting alone in the plate, so it's not chayav in maaser yet, even when Shabbos comes, or the Mekach u'Melech comes, because he's intending to take that oil, if it's not fully clean, and put it back into the pit of the oil processing machine. So the svara of Yosi is when something is not finished and still in the middle of the process, even Shabbos and Mekach u'Melech is not kriviyah l'maaser. Says the more chayle de Rav Yirmiyah min hador. Rav Yirmiyah's rayo that Shabbos and Mekach does kriviyah l'maaser even if it's not fully finished. How does he learn that? He learns from the following. Mukzeh is a place where you put figs to dry, and usually when it's there, it's mukzeh. You're not allowed to go and enjoy it on Shabbos. But if a person comes Erev Shabbos and he stands on the mukzeh and says, what does he say? Voimer mikan and yoichel lemocher. Says, this I want to eat tomorrow. So he takes it away from being mukzeh. So even though he doesn't do any pe'ula, doesn't actually take it out, but the fact that he designates the figs to eat them on Shabbos, it's not mukzeh anymore. Now the Bryce says clearly it's only in Shemitah it works. Says the more why. Lo yomer ele b'shvis. Hashtash ashash teshavu aloi. Only in Shemitah, not the rest of the years. Why not? Because the rest of the years, if you designate it for Shabbos, you have to do Maaser. You can't eat it. So it's not going to help to come and designate it because you still have a Maaser. It's still a Mukzeh. So only in Shemitah, when you're not having Maaser, so then just standing and designating without touching it, it's good enough. So you see for me, and once you designate something, even though it's not fully finished, it's still in the Mukzeh. If once you designate it for Shabbos, so Shabbos is Kriviyah Maaser. Says the Gemara, Ma'ovid Lei Rabbi Yosi, that's the Gersa of Rabbi Chaim. What would Rabbi Yosi answer this question? Says there it's different, because there, once you take it for Shabbos, you cannot bring it back on Shabbos. On Shabbos, I'm not allowed to put figs in a place which is mukzeh, which is called mukzeh, to let it dry. Because that means you're putting it away. And putting it away on Shabbos in such a way, such a method, is also to do on Shabbos. It's called mevatel kli mechonei. Basically, putting it away that you cannot use it on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do. So therefore, these fruits are considered to be that they're finished. Nigmar malachtum. You're not going to bring it back here. Because at least on Shabbos, you're not bringing it back. Maybe after Shabbos, you bring it back. Right now, he's intending to eat it on Shabbos. So therefore, that's considered to be done. But the other cases that we had before, talking about that you can still bring it back. You can still bring the oil back to its place. So that's therefore there, Shabbos is not kriveh until you finish the processing. Says the Gemara, Masniso pligo b'pashtes, we say al Rabbi Yosi. The Braisa argues with Rabbi Yosi, a Rabbi that says that Shabbos is not kriveh for something which is not finished, because it says, ein arai l'Shabbos. There's no such thing as eating something temporarily on Shabbos. It's not completely considered to be a kvius. Always the food of Shabbos is kavua, even if the melach is not finished. Says the one that tests with base, posalo, he can answer, without dover sheyesh lo mukze. Yeah, it's true, ein arai l'Shabbos, when something finished the process. So if you finish the process, there's nothing more to do. You don't put it back in the mukze, you don't put it back away, so then ein arai l'Shabbos. But if it's still in the process, so then Shabbos is not kriveh. Says the Gemara, "Daiti de'avim, but Rav Yomai holds lo yishani he dover sheyesh lo mukze, he dover sheyin lo mukze. It doesn't matter if it's still in the middle of the process, in the end of the process, it still has a mukze. It means still is able to be put away. Shabbos is kriveh l'maaser." Says the Gemara, "Rav Mono bai, everyone asks a question. Hoyisot sloichis milah. He has this plate full of oil. Finisuna bin patzim chaver, but it's put in that place in the oil processing machine, which is bin patzim chaver between the two beams. I mean, it's not in a location." Which is a finished location, but it is already in the plate. Do you say nit below because it's in the plate? Or because it's in a place, a location, which is not a place where you put finished food, so that you don't say nigmar melachtoy. Do you determine if the oil is finished based on how the oil is itself, or you look also at the location of the oil where it's put right now? The Rash Sirilar explained that this question is according to Rav Yirmiyahu. Rav Yirmiyahu that says that when you put in a tzloichis, comes Shabbos, it's kriveh l'maaser, what happens is in a location which is not so comfortable to use it for Shabbos. And the Gemara stays here with a sofik. So the Gemara v'lo'ita l'lefes l'gdir k'shim m'rtochim, we learned in the Mishnah, don't put the oil into a pot which comes out of the fire because it's a kli rishon. And kli rishon still cooks. Says the Gemara ha'deichot, until where does it cook? As long as he puts his head into it, and the head burns, meaning it hurts his head, so then it's considered to be that it's still cooking. But if you can put your head inside with no problem, so then it's not cooking anymore. Everybody agrees that a second kli, meaning not the kli that was on the fire, not the pot, but then the plate, there it does not cook. Babi kli risha, babi kli shady. What's the difference between kli risha and kli shady? Why kli risha we assume it cooks and kli shady that? Omer b'yisa b'aboy, kan ayat sholetes, kan ede ayat sholetes. Says, yeah, kli risha you can't touch, it's too hot. Kli shady, even if it's really boiling, but you could touch it. The minute it changed the vessel, you could touch it. Omer b'yisa kan v'kan ede ayat sholetes. Says, yeah, that's not true. In both cases, you can't really touch it. Meaning, he holds the only problem is of cooking, it's when it's on the fire itself. Once you remove it from the fire, there's no problem of cooking. But Kli Risha, that used to be in the fire, now it's out of the fire, Ramana Duar Chok had said it's considered to be cooking even now that's out of the fire. Kli Shady, that was never in the fire, so they were born to not goize to consider this to be cooking. Omar Romano, says Romano, Ahi Pincho, using the gears of Reb Chaim, Ahi Pincho de Arroizo. This plate of rice, of hot rice, Meseyel Abba, that helps Abba, meaning referring to Rav Yoino. And also, Ahi Pincho, using Girs of Rav Chaim, Ahi Pincho de Griso, the plate of lentils, of hot lentil. Also, Meseyel Abba, also helps Rav Yoino. How does it help? What is the Rayo? That Mifanili mean Oster Le Oster, you take it from place to place, Void Kadoi Nu Rotach, and it's still boiling. So, what do you see? The fact that it's a cliche doesn't make it not boiling. Still very hot. There's no real difference between Kli Risha and Kli Shani, Alibi de Rav Yoino. And these hot dishes prove it, because Kli Shani is still boiling. So why Kli Risha is also Kli Shani is mutter? Kli Risha or Rabbanu were goyzer atu when it's on the fire. Kli Shani, they were not goyzer. But it's not that there's a real difference between Kli Risha and Kli Shani. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maaser's Daf Tes.